Does that ever come back?
Dover Air Force Base, they were using the dogs for a while, and they went out all over. You know, one place they went to was the golf course there at the base, you know, which had a problem with geese. So they chased geese off the golf course, and that solved the problem for the golf course and the base. So there's a lot of things we can do. The other thing that we're looking at is more maintenance of the fence for next year with, you know, the vegetation that's growing up around there. We've got places where the trees are starting to fall over on the fence, and, you know, the fence needs to be repaired. You know, that's another place where the deer can get in. You know, we're also looking at more of those areas where the deer are getting under the fence. So we're looking at, you know, doing as much of that as we can. And
do you all have any suggestions? Someone or council had asked that we try to look at other options because there's so many people out there that want to hunt, and instead of paying the USDA to do the hunting, basically.
Well, I know, but I don't want to divulge any names, but I do know that there was several people that used to take care of that kind of management here in the years past. And there was never an issue. But going back to what Jim said, you know, I don't know what the problem was with that deer that ran through the hangar.
Yeah.
And obviously he was struck by something.
And
with what the way it was described to me, he was struck by something.
Yeah, it looked like, I mean, his face was all mangled, and, you know, there was no way he was going to eat. And the state police, the state police came down with a helicopter and a guy hanging out the door with a shotgun chasing this deer around. And they eventually, you know, came back late. They couldn't get it, but they came back later in the day and ended up shooting it. And
it jumped over to MiGs. And,
yeah, it was jumping over aircraft. And
our PBJ pilots are really concerned. I don't know if the day you saw on the same day, we had two PBJs basically sitting nose to tail. They took off literally within a half hour of each other. And we were standing on the ramp and looked out, and there was at least 10 deer that crossed the runway. And I could just see the pilot's face and his, you know, his reaction to that. You know, these things are coming in fast. It's even more of a concern at night. In fact, our pilots won't even come in at night anymore.
I've come in at night and seen them, and then warned a King Air coming in behind me that, hey, there's deer at the very end of it.
The reason they don't come in at night because of the deer?
The deer mainly.
Deer?
Yeah. I mean, it's a problem. It's a problem with a lot of airports. It's not. Georgetown is not a.
I wonder what the San Luis Authority does, because they harvest deer there.
I don't know that they do anything with their deer carcasses after being in the pile of debris. That, I mean, but.
Yeah, I don't think you can eat them, but I think they harvest them.
But I think if, I don't know, I mean, I think if the county had some sort of waiver for somebody to come on premises and shoot the deer, you could control it. Ocean City still has somebody, I think, that shoots the deer privately.
There are a lot of companies that do that, and I've talked to a couple of them, and, you know, they can't do it as cheaply as the USDA guys can.
I wasn't talking about companies. I was talking about.
Well, and then if you're talking about just a managed hunt, you know, there, like I said, there's issues with doing that. I mean, you're obviously going to get out there and kill a lot of the deer, but, you know, are you killing the deer? Are you killing the right deer? Are you, you know, what if somebody gets hurt?
That's why I say you have to
figure out the waiver.
You know, the Air Force and county's not held liable.
Yeah. You know, who do you open it up to? Then, I mean, if, obviously word's going to get out, you know, and people are lined up at the door. You know, I'll shoot the deer for you. Why don't you let me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't pick the right guys.
Well, yeah, I think you have to have somebody that would be aviation oriented.
I'd say tell the state police come do it.
Would they do it?